Blog Talk Radio.
Well, a very, very good afternoon, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us on At Home with Victoria. I love it when you guys come in and listen to the show. We've got an outstanding lady who's going to be joining us, and I think she's actually already on the line. Jewel Green is joining us. Jewel is a stylist, and she's got this fabulous organization called Posture Girl Events. She's got a function that's going to be coming up this Saturday at the Ritz-Carlton in Virginia, called Party for a Purpose. So let's see if we can get Jewel on the line and talk about this event that she has coming up. Hi, Jewel, are you there? Hi, Jewel, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Thank you so much for calling in and being with us today.
Thanks for having me.
Well, listen, so tell us about what's going to be going on Saturday at the Ritz.
We are going to have a wonderful time. It's a shopping event where women can come and feel like they are in a private, having a private experience with stylists and vendors, things that are new that they haven't seen.
Mm-hmm.
That's a really good time. We've got everything from clothes to jewelry, home accessories, everything you could think of that if you could have everything in one room to purchase, it'd be right.
That's wonderful. I didn't know that you actually had the home accessories too. So yeah, it sounds like you've got a little bit of everything. Now, are people still able to get tickets at the door?
At the door. So we are accommodating both ways.
Okay, that is absolutely wonderful. Now, I know a part of the proceeds are going to be going to Haiti. So whose idea was that, and how did you come up with that idea?
Actually, it was my idea. When the earthquake happened, we were actually, Daryl and I were in Florida, and I thought, oh, my God, this is such a devastating event.
Mm-hmm.
How can we do something to partake of it, and especially in the D.C. area? We had participated, you know, tried to get on with the telethon and all that stuff, and it was a lot of frenzy going on. And I said,
mm-hmm.
How about if we wait till we get back home, and the next shopping event that I do, we'll have some proceeds. We'll team up with the NFL because they've made a tremendous pledge to help rebuild Haiti, so we thought we'd funnel into that. But after, you know, it doesn't take long for it to be out of sight, out of mind. So I
Absolutely.
Thought we brought it back up in April. This would be a great thing because Haiti is certainly not recovered from what has happened. It is still a very devastating situation, and every little bit helps.
Absolutely, yeah, and I do agree with you on that because our show, when it happened, like everyone else, we did two shows and tried to raise money, and that was a part of the topic of discussion where we had talked about that, you know, after sort of the initial phase goes off, then people are going to kind of forget because I think folks' memories are kind of, forget quickly and that you're going to forget about it. So I was very happy to see as I started talking with Kimberly and Natasha and trying to get you on the show that some of that money was going to go there because you're right, you know, they certainly are still recovering and they really do need that. I've got a couple of questions here because as the show goes on, I do get questions. And there's a young lady who wants to know if you are still taking fans on Facebook and also to tell us about Posture Girl Events.
Oh, we absolutely are taking fans every day. That is, it's a great way for us to be able to reach out and touch the community and really be able to talk. And I love being able to actually post things and they get to talk to me. So it's a fun thing. I'm new to Facebook. Of course, my children are the professionals, so they had to help me get started, but we're on our way now.
And I certainly want to just chime in and say that if you are on Facebook or you're thinking about getting on Facebook, Kimberly is one of the young ladies, Jewel, I know that works for you, and she's absolutely wonderful.
She is.
I was telling her via email the other day that I love what she's doing with that page because she not only puts all the information about what you guys have going on, but she also gives, like, you know, tips about fashion and just kind of, you know, tidbits of information about makeup and sort of girl stuff. And I just thought that was pretty cool that she does that.
Oh, absolutely. Well, it's funny. You know, that is my thing. When I started back doing Posh Couture, it really evolved because I had so many friends that had questions or they were trying to figure out what was the newest thing that was out there,
mm-hmm.
up or shoes. And so that was my thing, was always find all the great stuff. So I told Kim, I said, this is what I do in my pastime is search around and find all the great things that every woman wants to know but does not have time to do.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
If you can figure out how to put it up there, I will send it to you. So at 1 and 2 in the morning, I'm sending her emails. This is what we're going to post tomorrow. And we stay up half the night. We get them posted, and it's the fun part of what I do.
Well, and like I said, I do like that because also, like you talked about, you're giving the tips and the information, but I also like – a lot of the pictures that you use. And what I like about that, Jewel, is that, you know, the pictures that you guys put on your site, it looks like something that I can wear, because sometimes when you look at fashion and you look at magazines, you're thinking, who in the world can wear that or even think about getting into it? But it's always stuff that I can look at and say, hey, you know what, I can see myself in that jacket. I can see myself in those pair of pants. So I kind of feel like the information that you guys provide, that it's very practical information that I can actually use in my everyday life.
Which is, and that is exactly our goal. You know, when I started Posh Couture, my personal shopping service, that was what the whole thing was about. It was great. I mean, I take every subscription to every magazine out there, but half the things that are there
mm-hmm.
are not user-friendly. We have assets that I call them assets because they are what they are, and we are real people. And most
mm-hmm.
of the people that we see in magazines have been touched up or brushed so much that that's not really who they are either. So it really gives a false sense of hope to women to say, well, why would I even go and try, because there's nothing there for me.
Exactly.
When my heart went out, I have two young daughters, and I want to make sure that girls know that you don't have to be pencil thin to look fabulous.
To look great, yeah.
That is not the whole key at all. You can be any size. It doesn't matter what the weight is. You can look fabulous at any time. It just takes a little bit of effort and a little bit of looking, but that's what we do, because we realize that we deal with women, the everyday woman, and that's who
mm-hmm.
my business is geared to.
And, you know, I was reading in a magazine, and I don't know if this is still true, but I remember a while ago, I think it was something like the average size of an American woman was a size 16, 18. So it's so crazy, because when you look at magazines, and you and I both know, and all of our listeners out there, that is just simply not reflected in any magazine that I pick up on the newsstand, period.
Oh, it absolutely isn't. It isn't. You know, it's amazing how the whole fashion industry is geared to, you know, they use the celebrity to sell their clothes, because that's who we look at now. We want to see what, you know, every celebrity from Beyonce to anybody
mm-hmm.
else, see what they're wearing. But at the same time, those things aren't really made for us. They are not.
Exactly.
They want us to see what their line is, but they're not really selling the line to us. If you found anything in the magazine that a celebrity is wearing, you could search all day and you'd never probably even find it. But there
mm-hmm.
are people out there that make things very similar that are for the public to purchase.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you're out there looking for, you know, kind of investing your time and looking for all these things that, again, like you said earlier, that women just don't have the time to look for, and you find it and you're able to bring that to us, what's that process like for you? Are you just certainly in tune to, you know, all the buyers and folks in the accessory business and all of that out there? Do they come to you and say, hey, this is what we've got coming up next, you may want to take a look at this?
Well, they actually have, the way it's set up, the industry has market weeks. So like next week, for instance, I'll be in New York for the week looking to see what's new for fall. And the way that the fashion trend happens is after Fashion Week happens, all the other designers and all the other design houses kind of create their lines based on what the true fashion icons create. So everybody,
mm-hmm.
Donna Karan to Michael Kors and all these people, they create lines. And then all the other people then derive their lines from that, because they know that that's what our eyes see. If they said gray is the color, then everybody else better do something in gray.
Okay.
So I go then to find all the smaller companies that create lines that are affordable and actually fit, and then I bring them back and introduce it to my clients.
Yeah, I think that's awesome. And I also received just a lot of emails from women and friends of mine that are going to be at Saturday's event that have told me that they're bringing credit cards. So they like, you've got to ask Jewel if they're accepting credit cards. So I want to put
absolutely
that question out
we
there.
Are. Yes, we do.
Okay. That is my, because one of my girlfriends is like, she goes, I don't have any money, but I heard of Jewel and the stuff that she does, and I have a bunch of credit cards, so you should just ask her if I can come and bring my credit card. So everyone out there, you heard it from Jewel that they will be accepting credit cards on Saturday, so come.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
we have 30 vendors. Every vendor has a credit card machine, so it
that's
will be
wonderful. That's wonderful.
Yes.
Now,
yes.
is it and I don't want to say difficult, but is it a challenge in the way that the economy is in terms of trying to get vendors to come out and participate in these kinds of things? Or generally, when you go to folks and ask them, because your name is behind it and you do such a good job, they just kind of come right on board?
Well, I think it's a little bit of both. You know, when I first started with Posh Couture, I would do it in my home because it was smaller, and I would have, you know, invite guest vendors. But then once we got larger and I couldn't accommodate in the neighborhood
mm-hmm.
cars, I had to take it to the hotel. So once we've done it this way, this is our second hotel showing, actually. And, you know, it's a little bit of both. It's a tough economy, so I have people that are – I have some vendors that are coming from New York, so they don't necessarily know me, but I try to really make them understand that your investment is not just – you're paying for the room that you're showing.
Mm-hmm.
You are also advertising your business. So
exactly.
We make them look at it a little bit like that because, you know, Daryl and I have done so many companies over the years, and even as much as I love fashion, I really love talking to new business entrepreneurs so I can help them understand – that it's not just about the dollar amount you spend to necessarily show your stuff. You're branding yourself. So it's a lot more to that investment than just did I cover my cost for the day, which is very important, but it's also
right.
that no one can see you if you're a home-based business if you don't come out and show like this.
And show yourself, yeah. I mean, yeah, and that right there does make sense. This is an email that my producer Shannon sent me. It's more of a comment to you. There's a young lady who says that she wants to thank you so much for including plus-size women in your fashions and when you're out there looking for women. So plus-size women, thank you.
That's my heart because that's the reality of who we are. I mean, I am not a size 6 girl, so there was no reason for me to show you what a size 6 is. Everybody has been one at some point in their life, but it doesn't last. I tell my daughter that every day.
It's true. Yeah, because all of us have, but, yeah, you're right. It's not a reality, and it simply doesn't last, you know. And the thing is, too, is we age. Everyone gains weight, and you have kids and all that sort of stuff. So that really is just the reality of it. So,
And when you think back to years ago, that was the woman who was considered beautiful and who
I know.
Was rich in all her ways. If you were 90 pounds, you were like something was wrong. So we need to go back to that because, of course, we all want to live right and eat healthy and have BMI, but at the same
time,
you've got to, I think self-esteem is so much, it's just as valuable.
Yeah, I agree. Very much so. We're getting a little interference on the line here, so hopefully my producer can clear that up for us, Jewel.
Okay.
But for those of you that are listening to us, the event is going to be taking place on Saturday at the Tyson's Corner at the Ritz. Now, that place is just a beautiful place to have it, Jewel, at the Ritz.
Well, yeah, and that's the thing. That's why I have to have Kimberly as well because I love everything done perfect. I've been called OCD and everything else, but I think your environment makes everybody's temperament very different. So if you get in a place that's beautiful, it makes you feel good. Everything else, the aura in the room changes.
Exactly. Yeah,
so that was one of the reasons why I chose the Ritz. She goes, you know, we're going to have to work a whole lot harder, and it's going to be, you know, we got to make some real some deadlines to do that. I said, well, I think we can do it because I just think that every woman deserves to be able to be treated and in a room where, I mean, there are women in this city that don't get to go to events at the Ritz. So why not start with a daytime one that you can?
Yeah, I agree with that. And there's another question a young lady wants to know. Will Redskin players be there? And, of course, everyone's asking about your husband, Daryl Green.
Oh, yeah, he was the first one that he didn't have the option. He has to be there. He's there to meet and greet and take pictures and all that fun stuff. Derek Dockery will be there as well as Mike Williams. Daryl Pounds will be there as a former Redskin. And we have a little area that's set up for them where they can, you know, you can come over and meet them and talk about the draft and all that stuff. But I wanted it to be not like, you know, when you go to the car show and you're in this two-hour line where you're standing there to get autographed. We don't want that. We want you to come and feel like you met somebody and you had some conversation, which was much more valuable than somebody's name on a piece of paper, but that you actually
liked that.
I know him.
Mm-hmm.
So we tried to create a little cozy area where you could come and do just that.
Okay, and we have another question. A young lady wants to know, this is a young lady who's emailing us from New York, says she comes to D.C. quite frequently, and she wants to know, is there a email address or do you have a schedule of upcoming events that Posh Girls will be working on for her to know about?
She can actually, she can always hit me on Facebook, and, you know, it's under my name. I also have our website, the Posh Couture website, is www.shopposhboutique.com. There's a link on there that gives you all of our upcoming events. And there's also an info email that she can contact me directly if she was down and she wanted to look at, see what we were having in between shows, because we do that too.
Okay.
If somebody wants to just have a one-on-one time, we can do that.
Yeah, I was going to say, actually, I'm glad that you mentioned that because another question in relationship to that was a woman who is emailing us from Washington, D.C. wants to know, do you do private consults?
Absolutely, yes, and all that's on that website as well.
Okay, great. And just to let you guys know, I do believe I have your information on my website, but if I don't, when the show is over, I will make sure that I put the information on there. I'm pretty sure it is on there. My producer will probably do it as we're talking on the phone, so don't feel like you have to rush and leave the show to go get a pen. And that information will stay on there, and the show information stays up there for months and months at a time, so it's certainly going to be there for a while. Jula, I also want to mention, I don't know if I had a chance to tell you, Kimberly, and Natasha, that my show is on Apple's iTunes as a free podcast. So,
oh, wow.
Those, yeah, which is, I think is great. Yeah, they accepted me, and I was very, very blessed and happy about that. So if you missed the show and you want to listen to it later, or, you know, if you just want to listen to it later or put it on any of your websites, anyone is more than welcome to do that because, again, if you just click on Apple and go to podcast At Home with Victoria, you'll certainly see my show that will come up there. So that was very much a blessing. To be able, you know, to be on Apple. And we have another question from a young lady. She says that she's interested in fashion and design, and she wants to know, was this something that you grew up liking, or did this come later to you in life?
The fashion definitely did. I feel like I was born with it. I started loving shoes as a elementary school kid.
That's funny.
And it was hilarious. So, if you can imagine, I mean, I'm 44. So back
right.
then when I was going to college, to say you were going to college for fashion, your parents kind of looked at you and thought, you've got to be
right,
kidding
you're
me.
You're crazy.
No jobs. Yeah, you can't work doing that.
Right.
So I actually went to college, and my degree is in human resource development. So I actually still get to do the people part in my business. But I think your heart always goes back to what you really love.
I agree.
So fashion was it. You know, when I first came, my first company, though, was an interior design business. So I did homes for years. I had that company for 10 years and then still said, I love fashion. I mean, shoes, mm-hmm. accessories, and clothes is where my heart is. So it took me right back. So follow your passion.
Okay. Now, for those of you that are just tuning in, of course, thank you so much for being here on At Home with Victoria. The fabulous Jewel Green is who you are listening to. She's a stylist and basically just got a lot of stuff going on. She's the founder of Posh Couture, and she's got this event that's coming up on Saturday from noon until 5 o'clock at the Ritz-Carlton Hotel in Tysons Corner, Virginia. So it's basically going to be kind of like a girl's evening. You know, she's got everything there from jewelry to fashion to health to home decor. So basically she's gone out, she's done all the work for us in finding these things that we may be interested in or that's going to benefit us, and she's put it all in one location. So all we've got to do is come with our money and our credit cards and relax in the nice Ritz and do some shopping and maybe grab something to eat and just spend, you know, the entire afternoon there around some wonderful people. Some of the Redskin players are going to be there. Of course, Jewel did say that her husband, Daryl Green, will be there at the event as well. So, Jewel, how many of these kind of events for the public would you say that you do a year?
We try to do about four.
Mm-hmm.
A year. April is always our big springtime. We do something again. We do September. We do. We try to do Black Friday, or just somewhere in that Christmas
mm-hmm.
shopping time. But April and September are our largest. And what we try to do each time is showcase different vendors because I really want to showcase companies and show you what they do. So
mm-hmm.
different from, you know, Shecky's. If you go to Shecky's every year, you're probably going to see
the same,
a lot
yeah.
of vendors, and there's nothing wrong with that because that's a lot of vendors. Shecky's is their thing, and they don't do much else. But I wanted you to be able to come in and say, today they have a company that's selling 300 thread count sheets, and they are fabulous, and they're not overpriced.
Mm-hmm.
So to be able to show you some different things that you just wouldn't know had you know, because you just don't have the time. Everybody does
yeah.
all shopping, and all malls have the same thing. So we want to
mm-hmm.
show you something that is not found in a mall.
Yeah, and I have to say I am going to be there, so I am certainly looking forward to the event because honestly, Jewel, this will be my first time, you know, besides, you know, doing covering stories for news organizations, but this is really going to be one of my first time to be able to be at sort of an exclusive shopping event, so I'm looking forward to that myself. I really am.
Oh, yes. It's a really neat thing, and you get to really, you know, I started even with the personal shopping with Posh because, you know, back in the, you know, years ago when my children were small,
mm-hmm.
I've always had, you know, shoppers in the city, whether it be Saks or Neiman's, and you go in these little rooms and they bring you the stuff. And I thought, this is such a wonderful experience, and it's not just because you feel like you got to see the best stuff, but because of the convenience of, I don't have my
mm-hmm.
kids through a mall or doing all the stuff. So So if you could have somebody that you could pick up the phone and say, this is the party I'm going to, this is what I need, and you know the circles are all kind of the same in this area. Everybody goes to the same stuff. I want to make sure that I'm not seeing myself there. All those little things that matter. And I remember thinking, you know, and I was in my 20s thinking, God, every woman needs to do this. They need to feel pampered where somebody can say, can I get you something to drink? I want you to sit down. And I tell my clients, even when I'm having it at my house, I'll say, come over. If you don't buy anything, it doesn't matter. This is about networking, about you meeting some other women,
mm-hmm.
just feeling some really good energy and just feeling excited about you.
Exactly, yeah.
Whether you,
yeah.
You know, you can feel the pressure in a department store to say, well, they're not helping me if I don't have arms full of stuff.
Mm-hmm. And you know what I like, you know what I like about this too, the idea that, you know, that you will actually have the folks that are with that company that are selling those products right there. I can feel them, I can touch them, I can see them, I can talk to them. Perhaps if I have a question about, you know, how can I wear this particular belt or jacket or accessory, you know, you can actually get that one-on-one information because you can touch and feel that person. So that's pretty cool.
Oh, absolutely. We have one of the vendors that's there. It's one of my, you know, when I find something I really love, I'll call and I'll meet the designer and say, hey, listen, you know, I want to connect with you. I want to know how you came about that bag, whatever. So one of the vendors is there. She's a purse vendor. Her name is Danielle Nicole, and she started the company a few years ago, and she's just gotten she's in Saks Fifth Avenue now and Bergdorf. But I called
wow.
her, and your bags are fabulous, but there are a million women who would never go in either one of those stores. So
mm-hmm.
I need you to come and show these bags to the real world because the prices are really affordable. The leather is amazing. And I just want people to know who you are. So she
mm-hmm.
said, I'm on the train. I'm coming. So, you know, just things like that where you can actually say, I met the woman that designed that
exactly.
bag.
Exactly. Yeah, that's cool.
Pick your phone up. Yeah, and call her and say, I love this bag. Did you do any new colors? What do you have? You know, so just that the personal part of that, because it's all about networking and who you know.
Mm-hmm. I certainly agree. There is a young lady who is from Charlotte, North Carolina, and she says that her family is from D.C., and they, of course, know about your husband and all the great things that you guys have done here in the Washington community. You're much appreciated. And she also wanted to know, what were your thoughts on Project Runway?
I am addicted to it. I watch it religiously. It's my downtime when I get to sit and really look. And it's a really fun thing. I like the fact that, you know, it's such a small, that window is really small for those people. I mean, there are millions of designers, but to be able to really work your way to that spot is pretty
mm-hmm.
amazing. So I get excited when I watch them, even if they don't win the entire thing. The
mm-hmm.
fact that they got on the show makes them winners anyway. And just their creativity and just all that goes into it, it's an amazing art, and it takes a lot of guts to go through with design.
Yeah, I think I don't get a chance to watch it a lot myself, but I certainly do think it is a good show. And again, for those of you that are sending in the emails, man, thank you so much. They just keep coming and coming. You've got a lot of folks that's been waiting for this show, Jewel. And
oh, great.
Yeah. It's funny because Natasha, who works with Jewel, she's in public relations. And, you know, we were trying to get this together a while ago, but it seems like it was so long ago that we had to wait before the interview came. And I kept looking at the calendar because people were emailing me saying, did I miss it? I don't want to miss Jewel. When is it going to be
right.
on? So it seemed like it took forever.
It did. It really
did.
Yeah,
I was like, I was thinking to myself, when is the interview? I was like, I've interviewed everybody except for her because, you know, I've been pretty excited about interviewing you and everything that you're doing myself. So I've been like a kid in a candy store as well. This is more of a comment. This is a young lady from Washington, D.C., and she says that basically she appreciates you and your husband and all of the wonderful volunteer and charity work that you guys have done in the Washington, D.C. area. So maybe you can speak to that a little because I'm getting a lot of emails with people just thanking you guys.
Well, you know, we have really, when we got married, we've been married 25 years, and when we got married, I mean, I feel like we were both kids, but it was interesting because we knew that our mantra was when we die, we want to be known for people that help somebody else. That really
mm-hmm.
took the time to make somebody else's life different. So everything that we do, you know, when people say, I'm so excited about the show and tell me what you're going to have, I said, you know, I'm excited about, you know, what's on the racks, but I'm more excited that I'm helping some vendors be able to show after having such a hard winter and not having been,
yeah.
they haven't been working. So we really, really have, you know, spent time just trying to give back to the community and really teach our kids that giving is everything and it doesn't take away from you. You're not going to, anything that's yours is going to be yours. It doesn't matter what you share of yourself. You're not going to lose
good.
Any
that's
of you.
That's good. I like that. Yeah. I never thought of it that way, but you're right. Yeah.
Yeah.
That,
and I think
work.
So many people
yeah.
are afraid that if I give you my secret, then I don't have anything. You have everything because whatever God called you to is yours.
Is yours. Yeah.
But he also gets you to share with somebody else. So
absolutely.
You know, early in our marriage, we started co-founded the Daryl Green Youth Life Foundation, where we just really felt like, you know, the pillars of the home were missing. And we wanted mm-hmm. to be able to be the other parent or provide the services.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Daryl would do all of the parent-teacher conferences. I mean, he's always been really, really hand-on. So, you know, I would go in the evening and read with the kids, or, you know, we'd have staff doing hair at night. I mean, it was
wow.
amazing. It was pretty amazing. So if somebody's rent was missing, we'd pay it. I mean, it
wow.
was a crazy time, but it was so much fun. We loved it because at the end of the day, I mean, it was a great thing to be able to say, I helped somebody get their degree.
Right.
I helped somebody be able to send their kid to a school because they were in a bad school district. So we spent our lives doing that, and after that it evolved to the Youth Life Foundation Learning Centers, where we had an after-school program. We recently turned it over. We have a local network of churches that now actually run it because it was, you know,
great.
It got big. We are in Nashville, we're in North Carolina, and Richmond, and everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So as our kids started to get bigger, we kind of, you know, opened it up so that, you know, he didn't have to be so hands-on with the fundraising
right.
alone. You know, it was a stressful feeding.
Yeah, sure.
You know, so now we're able to fundraise and just put into the pot versus generating the whole pot, which makes it really good, and you aren't so spent.
Right,
so,
right,
you know,
right.
We did
so that organization started off with one. So now you're in other cities.
Yes,
that's awesome. Wow.
Yeah.
That's
so
great.
We have two centers in Nashville. We are in Richmond. It's been amazing. So from there, you know, we've got a group that kind of took the wheel for that,
mm-hmm.
and then our biggest thing now, our latest venture. Is a group called Trusted Solutions Group, which Daryl has a partner, and they decided that, you know, he really had a heart for African-American men who have been incarcerated. When they come out, then what happens?
Right.
We were able to get this group together, and we actually help these men get jobs. And we've had so many that, you know, they come and they actually work for us for 6 months, and then they turn over, and then they are employees of that company. So
that's
from
a great success. That's a great success story and program, because you and I both know it's very, very difficult, almost nearly impossible for a lot of men when they're incarcerated, when they come out to get jobs.
Absolutely. So, you
yeah.
know, he goes out there once a month to actually just do group talks where, I mean, it'll be 50, 60 guys in a room. And it is just amazing just how thankful they are, how excited they are, because they're then mainstreamed again. And, you know, bad things can happen. It's, you know, like we always say,
absolutely.
But by God's grace, there go I.
Exactly,
anybody
yeah.
is capable of falling at any time. So
mm-hmm.
to be able to really put back and help them to get to that next level. And, you know, and Daryl is very, like I said, he's very hands-on. They have a contract they have to sign. You can't do this, this, or this.
Sure.
And that keeps you in the company. And they really want to do what they've got to do to feed their family. So it's been a great, great thing.
That is, wow, that's wonderful. I mean, I certainly know a little bit about what you guys do, but I didn't know anything about that program. Yeah. That's huge, yeah. That I don't know if you guys are always looking for press, because some people do things, you know, they're not in it for show or what people know, but I just feel like that's such a successful program that maybe others can look at that and emulate what you guys are doing and duplicate that in other parts of the U.S. because that is a huge problem for, you know, for men coming out of prison.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah.
And, you know, that is the thing. We love to do the things but not have to. I always tell people, if I'm on a committee, you don't have to write my name anywhere. I'm here because I want to be here, not because I needed somebody to know what I did.
Exactly, yeah.
Oh,
exactly.
And that is so important, because everybody, you know, people do things for all the wrong reasons, but I really feel like if it's sincere, nobody has to know unless somebody asks you. Then it's there for you to tell them. So you,
right. Yeah.
Really
exactly. Yeah.
Time wise,
yeah.
And you've done some things that you needed to do.
Right. There's a. This is, I think, very funny. And Julie, you're going to know exactly what I'm talking about. This is a young lady who says that she's friends with you on Facebook, and she said that she liked your status the other day when you talked about life coaches and that everybody's a life coach. But how about you just go talk to your local pastor? And
absolutely.
It's funny because I remember reading that saying, amen. I thought that was so funny. I mean, it was something that was very simple but enlightening. So I just wanted to let you know that she mentioned that in this email.
That's awesome. Yeah, it was funny. You know, we are also on Twitter. So we've been Twittering the event a lot. And it seemed like every other tweet there was somebody talking about, you know, how I can change your life for X amount of dollars an hour. And I'm thinking, are you kidding me? What has happened to the local church and where people
right.
go and find what they need?
Right. So that's why you have passion.
Hilarious.
But I tell you what was funny about that was that if, at the end of your status on that, you said something about, and you don't even have to pay them anything. How about that? It's free, something like that.
Exactly.
Yeah, that was funny.
Free.
I think I laughed a couple of seconds on that because it's one of those things where, like, I have never met you in person, but I could totally see you saying that and saying the pow at the end.
Exactly.
It was hilarious. I thought that was very funny. But for those of you that are just joining us on At Home with Victoria, thank you so much for just taking the time to be here. I know a lot of you guys have been waiting for this interview, so thank you, and I do appreciate it. And Jewel Green is who we are talking with today. Again, I just want to keep reminding everyone, she's got an event that is this Saturday at the Ritz-Carlton in Tysons Corner, Virginia. And it's going to be a lot of vendors out there, so it's kind of like an afternoon where you can do some shopping. And it sounds like from the way that Jewel describes it, this isn't a thing where you can where we want you to rush in, run around to all the tables, look at stuff, and then, you know, buy something and get out of there. If you have to do that because of time constraints, and certainly we understand that. But I kind of feel like, you know, that the event is supposed to be just kind of relaxing, taking your time, socializing, doing some networking, and getting some really good shopping in as well.
That's exactly what it's about. I want you to feel like you were coming to my house. I'll be the host for the day, and I want you to meet me, and I want to talk to you. And any questions that we didn't get to touch, feel free to come up and ask. That's what we do this for. So it's like an extension of being at home and just relaxing and having a good time.
Like I said, I've never experienced something like that myself with all the things that I've had a chance to do in life. So I'm certainly looking forward to it as well. And for those of you that are just connecting with us, we had talked about this at the top of the hour of the show. But what I thought was really cool about it, because I'm very much into giving and charity myself, a portion of some of the proceeds from the tickets are going to be going to Haiti to help the victims over there, because, of course, they still have serious problems. Tens of thousands of people are still without the homes, housing, and I know that it is the rainy season there, so, you know, you're talking shelter and just your basic necessities that our family and friends still need over there. So, Jewel, you can go ahead and just address that one more time, just because I want to make sure that people at the top of the hour who didn't hear you talk about that aspect of it understand, you know, that that's important to you.
Oh, it's very important. I think that every time we do an event, I always want to be connected to something in the conscience of America of giving back, and it's something that's taught. I think not just for teaching my kids, but for people that come through the room that have never thought about that. It's just to really be able to put your hand on something in a situation like Haiti where it's certainly not fixed. It'll be a long time before it is.
Yeah.
But to really be able to feel like, I want you to feel the excitement that your heart gets when you do give to somebody else. So
that's good. Yeah. That's
you know,
good.
We
I like that.
Think that with the NFL is doing this pledge called One Team for Haiti, and I called them up and I said, listen, we don't need your logo. I don't need all that stuff. I just want you to tell me that you haven't written that check yet so that when we collect our funds and we can give you a portion of it that you'll put into yours. And they go, yeah, I mean, of course we can do that. So, you know, sometimes it's not about, I didn't need all the red tape. We just want the money
mm-hmm.
to go where it's supposed
exactly.
to go.
Exactly, right. You didn't need all the bells and whistles and all
yeah,
that stuff, right?
Exactly, exactly.
Exactly, yeah, yeah, I like that. Oh. Yeah, just give us the money and then it can just go
yeah.
directly right there, yeah.
Exactly.
I do like that as well. And, again, for all of you guys that are joining us, we've only got about 10 more minutes. Can you believe 45 minutes goes by that fast? I always think it's so amazing at that time.
Exactly. Oh,
I know, yeah. I always tell people when I do interviews, I said I can do 30 minutes or 45, and people say, no, I can't. I can't talk for 45 minutes, Victoria. And I always think it's so funny because I never tell them that by the time we've done, I'm like, you really have been on the air for 45 minutes. And then they say, oh, it seems like I just started talking to you. So I always think
right.
think that is kind of funny. But again, if you're joining us, Jewel is who we are talking to. She is a stylist. She's a fashionista. She does everything when it comes to, you know, just basically life and, you know, promoting women and that, you know, she wants us to look nice. So she basically is at the shows and talks to a lot of people and vendors. So she's been able to bring that to Tysons Corner at the Ritz this weekend for us from noon until 5 o'clock. And you had mentioned earlier, so people still can get tickets, Jewel, at the door, right?
Yes, they can.
Okay,
they absolutely
great.
Can.
Right.
So I want to make sure that we mention, I forgot about the, which is so important, the prom dresses.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Go right ahead.
Yes, that we have 100 prom dresses, and we say prom, but if it's for, you know, any event that a young girl needs a dress and she doesn't have the means necessarily to go and spend, you know, a ridiculous amount of money to get
mm-hmm.
it, we if the dress fits, it's yours. We want to fit you and make you look feel fabulous and let you walk out that door with that dress.
So you're actually doing that on Saturday as well?
Yes, we are.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. Okay, very cool.
Yes, we are. I usually, Posh Couture since we started, has donated dresses to Caitlin's Closet, which is Mark Brunell, our former quarterback, his wife's foundation.
Mm-hmm.
So this year, once we started doing this, I called her and I said, listen, I'm having this fashion party. You want to come? And she goes, I'm coming, and I'll bring dresses, and we'll put them together, and we will fit them and go. So we are going to be on site to actually do that. So that'll be a really fun thing.
That sounds like it's fun. Jewel, you're going to find this funny. Someone just emailed me and said, do adults get free prom dresses? I don't think
Let
it's
me tell you
enough.
This. It's so funny. I said to Kimberly, I said, listen, if we don't get as many girls as we need, anybody in there that wants a dress, I don't care if it's for a niece, they're going to take those because I'm not going to take those back home.
You're not going to take them. Okay. So, all right, guys, everybody, you heard it from her mouth that the dresses are for the teens and for the proms, but she's not taking them back. So if we don't get that amount of people there, then maybe there is a possibility, Vera, who is the one that just sent me the email, that you could leave with the dress. It may be
yes.
a slight possibility. That's
that
funny
last because, 30 minutes is like, you know, the red light.
Right, exactly,
like,
right, right. That's funny, Jewel, because if you see her email, she has your name in capital letters. She says, ask Jewel, can adults get free dresses?
I love it.
I was going to say, she's my kind of girl.
That's right, that's right. You know, because it's been a very tough economy, and I think
yes.
that every now and then you need something that somebody just handed to you just because. And it also teaches you to do the same thing.
Exactly.
Then you don't hold your hand as tight and you go, you know what, I can give them that. It's okay.
Right, right, yeah. I can. This is something that I can live without. But, you know, I like what you said earlier, and we kind of went by, but I wanted to talk about it for a quick second when you said about how giving, but it makes you feel good in the process of when you give to for you to see what that feels like. I like that.
Yeah, it really is. It just changes who you are because you realize that you didn't lose any of yourself because you did it, but you were able to bless somebody else, and you really got the blessing back yourself.
Mm-hmm. That's good. That's good. Well, I think I'm going to give you a new job. I know you've got 1,000 things to do, but I think when you send Kimberly the information for Posh, I think you should put like Jewel's word of the week or something.
Oh, we will definitely do that.
To give us, because you have all these like these little sayings and stuff, and I'm like trying to remember them, and I know that I won't. So maybe, you know, I know you got a lot to do, but just think about that when you send the information. Give us like on something on Friday to get us into the weekend, or something on Monday, a nice little quote or something from you.
I will certainly remember to do that.
Again, we've got about only 6 minutes left, but I keep wanting to push Saturday. So the event, it's Party with a Purpose. Some of the proceeds are going to be going to Haiti. She'll talk about how important that is to her and also just giving in general. And it's at the Ritz Tyson's Corner. And if you guys need any information, I have the website and all the information on my page on Blog Talk Radio. Plus, if you're on Facebook, the invitation that I sent out that a lot of people, I have to tell you, when I sent out that invitation, Jewel, on Facebook, I would say that out of any show that I've done, yours is the most that I've gotten back response on Facebook. So I was pretty happy about that. So
oh, that's
you.
Awesome. Well, we'll have
right.
to do it again.
Exactly, yeah. So thank you. But all the information is also on Facebook. And you can also check out her website. And I highly, highly, seriously recommend, ladies, that you go ahead and on Facebook become a fan of the of Posh Girls, because I like I said, I love the tips that you guys put on there. They also have like really cool pictures of clothes and things that you look at and you know that you can wear yourself, that it's not you know out there, that not in your reach, and it's just really, really cool. So I love this site. In fact, it's funny because that site is one of the ones that I just go to every day just to kind of look at.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. In fact, yeah, after this show, I guess on Monday our post is the perfect maxi dress, because I feel like that's my uniform. I tell women, I said, everybody's got a uniform. You just got to identify what it is. Well, mine is certainly the maxi dress. So I'm going to post pictures of everything from what I think is the best dress from Target to the one that's the higher end.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so that'll be really
that's
fun.
That's nice. Yeah, yeah. Oh, I love that. Now I'm all excited. I've been waiting forward to today and Saturday. Now I can't wait to Monday.
There you go.
To get my heart rate going up. I got a couple of maxi dresses. What's funny about maxi dresses, it seems like last year they came out and they were kind of popular, but now I feel like no matter where you look, everybody is wearing them, and they're in every single magazine. Like, they're crazy with maxi dress. They're all over the place.
Oh, yeah, because I don't think you can't go wrong. It's like I said, it's my uniform, but you don't have to do any coordinating. You throw on some jewelry, and you're done. And anything that you didn't want to show, you've covered.
Right.
You don't have to worry about a fit issue as much either.
Anything you don't want to show, just put that on, and yeah, you'll cover all of it up.
You will look fabulous. It looks like you're going somewhere no matter what.
Exactly. Yeah, that's good. That's good. I like that. So also, you guys can look forward to that as well. Well, Drew, please promise me, you can't believe it's 45 minutes is up, but please promise me that you'll come back and visit me again, especially when you, so maybe we can do connections when you've got other events, because it really does seem like a lot of my listeners, which are, I would say 85% are women, are very interested in your events. And like I said, I can personally just tell that by the amount of emails and feedback that I got when I told everyone that I was going to have the pleasure and opportunity of interviewing you. So you'll have to come back when you've got some other stuff going on as well.
Oh, I'd love to. We actually, believe it or not, next month we're doing a private showing of it's not called a private screening because that would be the day before, but a private showing where we actually rent out a theater for Sex and the City for our girl fans and all our fun, so we could actually just sit down and watch the movie together, just the girls that you know. So that's our next thing, but that'll be on the Posh Girl page too, so you'll get to see that. But I would love to come back and talk again.
Well, thank you so much, and I look forward to actually meeting you in person tomorrow night, so I'll be there and get to see you in person.
Can't wait.
I don't know. Thank you, Jewel. Have a good
Great.
One.
Thank
okay,
you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And again, for those of you that are joining us, that was the fabulous Jewel Green. I knew you would like her. I told you that you would like her. She just does a lot, and, you know, she's very much just tries to do a lot to help out women. So we want to thank Jewel for taking the time to join us today on the show. So we've got a couple of minutes left. So remember, it's this Saturday. It's called Party with the Purpose, and it is at the Ritz and Tyson's Corner. You can get the information from Facebook through Jewel. You can get the information from me, or you can go ahead and just get the information itself from Blog Talk Radio. I also want to thank Kimberly, who is Jewel's business partner. She's been helping me out a lot in making sure that this connection was going to work, as well as thanking Natasha with Brown Ink, I believe. Natasha, don't be mad at me if I said it wrong. Natasha's got a public relations company, and she also helped me get the interview with Jewel and Sherelle. So Kimberly and Natasha, thank you so much. And I want to thank all of you for listening, and I hope everyone has a great day. Bye-bye.